Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation. This is for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. It's Monday, the 29th of July, 2024, and I want to talk today about a kind of a recap of CrowdStrike resources that we've given to you in the last week or so. Now, I kind of should have talked about CrowdStrike last Monday, but of course we record these a week in advance and I was actually away. I was on a weekend away, so I just didn't have a chance to get back to my studio and redo it, hence talking about it today. And obviously, what are we now, 9-10 days on from CrowdStrike? So the situation as I see it, and I'm talking about it from a marketing point of view, is it's obviously not in the news anymore, so I'm recording this one last Thursday. And even back last Thursday, as I'm talking to you now, it isn't really in the mainstream news. So it's in the channel news, of course, but it's just not in the mainstream news unless you go looking for it. So from a marketing point of view, for reaching and talking to ordinary business owners and managers, CrowdStrike is that thing that happened that took down all the airports, right? And that took down the, you know, all the other businesses that were affected. And a vast majority of those will have now, they were sort of made aware that, oh my goodness, this big thing has happened and it could affect us. What if it affects us? Let's turn off our Windows updates or whatever stupid things they did. And a great number of those people now have just pushed their head back into the sand, right? So they've given up, or rather their attention has gone on to something else. And you know what I mean by their head being in the sand, in the way that you sometimes find it difficult to have a conversation with them about cybersecurity. So that's many of them, but not all of them. So some of them, having been woken up, and even though this is nothing that you could have prevented, right? Even though it's something that doesn't affect them, I'm guessing you weren't using CrowdStrike, or the vast majority of MSPs I've spoken to haven't been reselling CrowdStrike in any way. So, you know, even though all of that happened, for some of them, it has left a lingering emotional doubt that what if that had happened to us? What if that had been us? What if we'd gone down for sort of 48 hours and we couldn't have done any work? What kind of damage would that have done? And those are the people that we're trying to reach and talk to. So we've given you two things in the last couple of days, the sort of back end of last week, that you could use. So one is just for MSP Marketing Edge members, and then one is for all MSPs, but you can use it as well. So the one that's just for MSP Marketing Edge members is we did a guide for you. Thank you so much. There were a number of MSPs who read it. I won't name check everyone, but thank you to Ollie, John, Lee, Joel, of course. Alan looked at it as well, and a number of other people. So apologies if I didn't give you a shout out there, but thank you for helping us get that done. That guide now explains what happened and it sets the conversation, it sets the tone of the conversation for let's talk about disaster recovery, let's talk about business continuity. So if you haven't done so already, adapt that guide. It's in all the usual formats like Canva, Publisher, InDesign, all of the usual ones. Put your town name on it, or your vertical if you're in a vertical. Put your logo on it. Get it on your website if you haven't done so already. Get it out on social media. Get it out on email to your database. It's not too late to do that early this week, but you want to make sure that you use that so you can start conversations. And the other resource, the one which I actually put it on LinkedIn, so it's for all MSPs, but you can use it. It's a very simple email that you can send out to existing clients to talk about upgrading their plan. So CrowdStrike is like a reason to talk to them. And I know that there's nothing you could have done to prevent someone being affected. And it does state that in the email. But there's all the context of that is there. You can find these in the members only Facebook group. They're also in the portal as well. If you can't find them, please do come back and sort of email us hello@mspmarketingedge.com and we will help you to find them. Right, content this coming Thursday, we're going to give you content for next week commencing the 5th of August, and that's going to be about managing applications at startup. And also, when we email you this Thursday with the new content, I'm going to tell you about some new resources around Google Business Profile. Another thank you actually to Alan. That's two shout outs, Alan, in the same recording, because Alan challenged us to do a little bit better with our Google Business Profile, which we have. So we've made some changes to the videos and we've given you some specific content for Google Business Profile. I'll tell you more about that on Thursday when I email you your one email of the week. Have an incredible week. I hope it's a profitable one, and I look forward to speaking to you later in the week.